Now from WNCW, it's this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host of the program, Paul Foster. Mushroom lovers, this one is especially for you. The Asheville Mushroom Club's Fungi Fest, taking place tomorrow, Saturday, September 2nd. And to fill us in on all the details is today's guest, Carrie Knox. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Getting into the woods and looking for safe, eatable mushrooms is not unusual. Why not a festival in its honor? Carrie, before we talk more about the event, tell us a little bit about yourself and about the Asheville Mushroom Club.
I became interested in edible mushrooms. Well, I've always had a lifelong interest in getting out in nature and enjoying it. And then when I moved to the Asheville area here south of Asheville in Polk County, that just became so far to the forefront because of the incredible abundance of wild food in this area. And then mushrooms sort of became my focus because there's so many of them and we have such fantastic resources here to learn and become knowledgeable about the wonderful world of fungi. And that's where the Asheville Mushroom Club comes into play. The club has been, and I don't have a factual date, but I know that the club has been in existence for quite a few years. It attracts some of the most knowledgeable mushroom aficionados. I feel like when I go to the meetings, I'm getting a graduate level course in whatever the discussion is. And then you can always get accurate and safe feedback from some of the pros in the club. If you have a mushroom that you're interested in and you want to know if it's edible or what its properties are, it's just a fantastic resource. And that's just really enabled me to learn and grow and get more mushroom information and make use of it.
The club's website offers things like a calendar, even recipes, information about monthly meetings and so forth, does it not?
It does, and much more. There is also a section where it's for club members, which is more for one of the shining aspects of the club is they offer mushroom forays throughout the year with these experts that I was talking about a moment ago. So if you're a member of the club, you can avail yourself of these forays. They're just as part of your club membership. It's really wonderful.
Well, let's now get into Fungi Fest that is going to be taking place tomorrow. Give us its location and its hours.
The Fungi Fest will be held at Warren Wilson College, which is in Swannanoa area, just east of Asheville. And the hours are from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Although, if you just can't get enough of the mushroom world, you can make prior arrangements through the Asheville Mushroom Club to actually come in at 9 and view the mushroom display before the show opens. One of the things that the fest is very well known for over the years is this fantastic display, this kind of a naturalistic layout of all the different fungi that people will be bringing in. Club members will be gathering mushrooms from all over the area. I mean, we have folks coming in from eastern Tennessee and quite a wide range of area, and they'll bring their stuff, and then some other folks will be setting it up in a beautiful artistic display. So if that's of interest, you can come early. There'll be, again, these wonderful experts to help you kind of understand what you're looking at. And I'm personally looking forward to that quite a bit.
What about those that come to the event between the hours of 10 and 5, some of the things you have on the schedule that'll be taking place?
Well, we have a lot of different things going on. We're going to have speakers on all types of information, everything from mycoremediation of contaminated soil and water, which is an aspect of the world of fungi that's just becoming very relevant in the world at large. And then cooking with mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, sort of an overview of the peculiar world of fungi. We're even going to have guided walks on the Warren Wilson campus to gather what we find and bring back for information and discussion. You can even bring your mushrooms that you have found yourself. If you'd like to bring them in and have them identified, there'll be people on hand to take a look at your mushrooms and tell you what you've got. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be people just kind of going around and sort of just being there to answer questions. It's just really going to be a well-rounded and informative event and lots of fun.
From the Asheville Mushroom Club, we've got Carrie Knox on WNCW's More to the Story as we continue discussing tomorrow's Fungi Fest. Somebody had posed a good question, and I believe it might have been on the Asheville Mushroom Club's website, but they said, is it okay for children to attend?
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage children. Children were the folks that went out and did the foraging back in the day when we were basically living off the land. They're physically closer to the ground. They have very sharp eyes. They love to go out treasure hunting. Now, obviously, you don't want a child ever getting something and, you know, on their own without you knowing that it's okay for them to hold under their hands or whatever. We encourage children. We want children to come and get excited about the world of mushrooms and the natural world in general and all the other edible plants and nuts and mushrooms and everything that's out there. We highly encourage children, actually.
Carrie, another thing I think you and others with the festival tomorrow are going to try to do is to simply answer questions. For instance, if I came up and said, just how many varieties are there of mushrooms? You're going to try to make sure my question gets answered.
Absolutely. Everything from a general question like that. Just as a side note, the Southern Appalachians and the Blue Ridge and the Pisgahs are some of the highest biodiversity for all flora in the world. So we are so blessed to have an incredible diversity of stuff out there. Yes, we have folks, not only are they experts on mushrooms, but they have expanded their knowledge into edibles in general and medicinals and all the wonderful gifts that our natural world can give us if we just have the understanding of what we're looking at.
All right, let me recap. It's the Asheville Mushroom Club's Fungi Fest taking place tomorrow, Saturday, September the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Warren Wilson College in Swannanoa of Western North Carolina. And Carrie, if someone wanted to find out more, how could they do so?
Well, the Asheville Mushroom Club website is all written together, AshevilleMushroomClub.org. You can go down there. There's a link to send an email if you have a specific question. You can certainly research more information about Fungi Fest and the club. If you want to buy advanced tickets, we have an account at Eventbrite. Of course, children get in either cheaper or for free, 5 and under. And then there, as I said, if you have a specific question, you can address it through the Mushroom Club and somebody will respond.
Carrie Knox, we want to thank you so much for being our guest and good luck tomorrow. Hope you have a fun day with Fungi Fest.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Paul Foster for WNCW's Friday Feature. A reminder, they're available as a podcast. Our website is WNCW.org.